The other day, as I was strolling along the Missouri River, I spotted a dolphin. There was also an octopus, not to mention dozens of other strange and colorful creatures. This is Jeff Aroundtown. None of these creatures were actually in the river, but rather high above in the deep blue of the sky, a sky so blue and wide, it might have been an upside-down ocean. Hundreds of humans strolled on both sides of the river, many stopping to take photos of those colorful creatures, including yours truly. On the Iowa side, Council Bluffs was celebrating Springfest at River's Edge. On the Omaha side, people were playing volleyball and pickleball and jogging and strolling and, well, you get the idea. Myself, I was en route to a French Conversation meetup at Fig, the coffee shop restaurant attached to the Luminarium. I had no idea that Springfest was happening, nor did I expect to see so many people along the riverfront. We were all there, well, really because of Bob, or should I say a bridge, the Bob Carey Bridge, known affectionately as Bob or the Bob. Before it was opened in 2008, there were those who criticized it for being a bridge to nowhere. And admittedly, when it first opened, there really wasn't much happening on the Council Bluff side. And except for the arena and convention center, not much else on the Omaha side either. But quickly, the Bob became a destination in itself, and soon, development on both sides of the mighty Mo began to take shape. That bridge didn't just become a bridge to somewhere, it became a bridge to dreams. Dreams that would eventually take root with parks and playgrounds and a really cool science center for young people. And events, not just like Springfest, which brought out kite flyers, and not just from Nebraska and Iowa, but from all over. Kite flyers with big, dreamy whales and other colorful creatures that would float and dance in the blue above the river, above the Bob, which not only connects two states, but connects each of us to what dreams look like when we pursue them. Someone dreamed up the bridge, and then it was built. Someone dreamed up each and every one of those kites, and then made them. What dreams are yours? And what are you doing to make them happen? If you need a little inspiration, why not stroll along the river and be sure to look up? And you just might happen to see a floating whale. Oh, and be sure to say hi to Bob. This is Jeff Aroundtown.